Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 1, we were talking about the many ways that God will judge the nation. Listen closely as we start there today. Be oh so careful. When people do not repent, God will judge in other ways. Many times, it's bringing in foreign army. Now don't forget, the wind and the wave, the tornadoes, the hurricane, they still obey His will. There are people today who say, well, that is just fear bait and superstitious to say that God would judge that way. Most of those people that say that have not read the Bible. I remember sitting in the home of a professor. I mean, he had that a number of letters after his name. You know, I mean, very intelligent man about things of the areas of his study. He was an adjunct professor. He would be go to England and teach. He'd teach in different colleges here in America. Very brilliant man. And I was talking to him about his soul one day, and he says, well, I have a hard time just believing that. There's too many contradictions in that word. At the time, I was just a young preacher, and I think I'd read the Bible through about 5 times by then. And so I said to him, well, look, sir, I haven't read the Bible through that many times, but in the few times, 4 or 5 times I've read it through, I've not seen any contradictions. I've got my Bible here. Will you show me where those are? He said, oh, I don't know where they are, and I just know they're in there, but I don't know. I says, we know. I don't think you'd accept that in the classroom of a student to say, I think this, whether they have no proof or not. Now, he didn't get saved that day. Later, he did get saved. Maybe that little seed helped as we shared with him the gospel. Maybe it didn't. But I know God, I didn't get to be there, but I'd moved away from that place. But I do remember somebody called me up and told me the man got saved before he died. So praise the Lord for that. And I hope he did. There's no joy for me for a man to go to hell. And especially, it's not any joy for God that a man would go to hell. Now, the worst part in today that we live, there's a lack of Jonahs and Nahum who will raise their voice, not run in fear at the first volley of words that are thrown at them by the enemy. Now, when he says the dust of his feet there in verse 3 of our text of Nahum chapter 1, the clouds are the dust of his feet. It makes us think of dryness, the word dust. He does not need to bring floods, storms, or armies. He can bring famine and drought, just as in Joel's day. Now, folks, these are serious words coming straight from the lips of God. And my friend, he means it. When he says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, this is the second death, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. My friend, he meant that. Now look, we have tried to share with you this in this third verse, the mind of God. And listen to some of these words again that we've defined. The Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. the Lord hath his way in the whirlwind, in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. Oh, my friend, he is omnipotent. That is, he is all powerful. He is slow. That is long suffering. But don't forget the words of 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. That will literally happen, my friend. So don't forget Proverbs chapter 29, verse 1. He that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. Now, you may not be serious, but God is. Are you prepared to meet God in a moment? Are you serious about the salvation of your soul and where you will spend eternity? You better get serious about words such as thee. In Luke 13:3, with the same words repeated in Luke 13:5, where he says, except ye repent, these are the very words of Jesus, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. That's God's word. That's God's word. You don't repent. Count on it. Count on it, my friend. Count on, you're going to perish. And again, there is no thrill about being right about the future destruction and eternal punishment of the wicked. You need to come to Jesus Christ, the Almighty God, the one who saves us by His grace, the one who paid the penalty on the cross. As Acts chapter 4 and verse 12 says it this way, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. You must be saved is what he says. That's the only way you're going to get saved is through Jesus Christ. You can try to think of other ways. You can try to say, well, I don't believe that, preacher. Doesn't matter if you believe that or not. What God says is right. And he says, there's no other way. We read in John 14:6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Now, when he said no man comes, he meant no man comes. You can try to do the best you can, but the best you can will fail. Why? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he hath saved us, the Bible says. So again, let me warn you, let me tell you that yes, Jesus saved, but he only saves those who repent and believe the gospel. Now, whosoever will may come, but you better come. It's not that you deserve it. See, you got to humble yourself and admit you're a sinner. You cannot save yourself. You cannot deserve heaven. You're not good enough for heaven. You know, in Matthew chapter 7, I find that these are some of the most serious words of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. You know, it's funny. People like to talk about the Beatitudes in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and those are great things there in Matthew chapter 5. But that's not where the Sermon on the Mount ended. The Sermon on the Mount is for three chapters. Chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7 of Matthew, that great book on the life of Christ there. And it's interesting because we read in Matthew chapter 7, near the end of that chapter, verse 21, he says, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, you say, Pastor, that sounds like a work of salvation. Well, what is the will? See, that's what you've got to find out. What is the will of God? Only those that do his will. He that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. They're the ones that enter. So what is that will? It says this, that he's not willing that any should perish. 2 Peter 3:9. But that all should come to repentance. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4, God would have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. So what is his will? It's receiving Christ as your Lord and Savior. That is the beginning. That is the start. That is the place you must go. He is the Savior. And so, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, his long suffering to us word. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come, my friend. There's going to be a day when it's too late. So back in Matthew, Jesus said, these are the very words of Jesus, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. And that will is repent and believe the gospel. Jesus preached that very thing in Mark chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. But he goes on in Matthew chapter 7, verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Now, doesn't that sound pretty good? I mean, it sounds very religious. They say, Lord, Lord, that's emphasis. They repeat the name. Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied this? Have we preached in your name? And haven't we in your name cast out devils? And in your name done many wonderful works. Well, again, it's not by works of righteousness which we have done. You see, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace are you saved. Grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of work, lest any man should boast. So you're not going to work your way in. It sounds like this. We've done many wonderful works in your name. Oh, no, just because you put Jesus' name on it doesn't necessarily mean it's a wonderful work. They prophesied. You know what? None of these things, I don't see anywhere where Jesus says, no, you didn't prophesy my name. I don't see him say, no, you never cast out devils. I never see that he says, no, you didn't do any wonderful work. He says, then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It's not that, well, I used to know you, but boy, you messed up so much, I just don't know you anymore. No, he says, I never knew you. You see, they were unwilling to humble themselves and say, I'm a sinner that deserves hell as much as any pervert that's ever walked the face of this earth. I deserve hell as much as any mass murderer that's walked the face of this earth. Why? Because all sin is on that level in the sight of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website, and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible.